These allegations against Donald Trump and the video of him boasting about groping and kissing women are also reverberating on college campuses. There, activists worry they may undermine efforts to combat sexual assault. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, students and advocates are trying to seize what they see as a teachable moment.
One staple in just about every sexual assault prevention program is the video vignette. It's usually a play-acted scenario used to teach students what crosses the line. Now, the Trump tape is quickly becoming the classic real-life case study.
Oh, yeah, count on it. This will be used.
Professor Harry Broad teaches a course on men and masculinities and sexual ethics at St. Norbert College in Wisconsin. Ironically, Broad says what's most offensive about the recording may actually be the least useful as a teaching tool.
You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the
The kind of behavior that Trump boasted about and now denies so clearly crosses the line, Broad says, it'd be obvious to most students. But he says there are many more nuanced lessons on the tape.
Whoa!
Yes!
Whoa!
Yes, the Donald is good!
For example, Broad says how then-co-host Billy Bush eggs Trump on and then takes it a step further, pressing actress Ariane Zucker for a hug.
How about a little hug for the Donald? He just got off the bus.
Like a little hug,
okay,
darling?
Absolutely.
At that moment, he is not only enabling Trump, but he is pushing him from words into action.
There we go.
We know what's right, and we need to be strong enough to stand up.
So this is the training packet, and as Callie said, we're fired up. We got work to do. Lots of
At the Lincoln Sudbury High School in Massachusetts, teacher Lori Hoden is training a co-ed group of students to train others to be what they call upstanders. Senior Callie Simmons says the Trump video drives home how hard it can be to call out someone more powerful, whether a celebrity at work or an upperclassman at school.
It's always really hard to be that person to stand up and say those words. You need to stop doing this, that's not okay. So we teach that there's like other little things that you can do. Like you can just like break up the conversation in general and just be like, oh, like I have to go to the bathroom.
Students say they're also using the tape as a study in consent. In recent years, the rules have evolved from the old no means no to only yes means yes. But students say the video is a textbook example of how even a yes might not really count as a yes. That's the case when someone's drunk, and Megan Chunius and Simmons say also when there's an imbalance of power.
Billy Bush was like putting her in a position where she like had to hug him even if she didn't want to, and it was just
disgusting. Yeah, even though he phrased it as a question, it wasn't really an option for her. Like, there was just no choice in the matter.
Students say it's now more critical than ever to counter those Trump supporters who are diminishing what Trump said as just boys will be boys.
They're trying to just normalize it and push it off and say that it's like, it's nothing, it's just locker room talk. Like, it's not a big deal.
Sam Ryan, captain of the boys' soccer team, says if that ever happened in his locker room, he'd immediately shut it down.
Our job is to then expose that and say that, like, it really is a big deal, especially like he crossed a line where it's not something to be joked about.
Those jokes create a culture that encourages more and more serious offenses, says senior Jack Sutherland, as he tells younger kids, even up to murder.
I think after we can talk to them for an entire day, and then they'll realize, whoa, like it needs to be stopped at the start.
Students also worry this whole episode could discourage survivors from coming forward, but ultimately they see it as an opportunity for a crash course in consent, bystander intervention, and as they call it, rape culture. Tovia Smith, NPR News.